This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What he said to me recently, that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, each segment, I'm going to do my best to be talking and covering another topic because there's several things I want to hit on real quick today. But, again, yesterday we started off the show with, you know, can people really be this ignorant? And the fact of the matter is it's not funny because we see that in this country. Friends, over 800,000 students every year in this country that graduate cannot even read their own graduation diplomas. But yesterday I was talking about how there is a 620% increase concerning students and parents looking for a fictitious country to book a hotel in called Wakanda. And, of course, they got all of this from none other than the Black Panther. And then so taking it from yesterday to today, friends, this is craziness. Concerning climate change, which we all know is nothing more than a hoax, and another reason for a bunch of criminals to tax and burden and oppress and enslave people on a global scale for anything and everything so they can have more control. I want you to listen to this carefully because this is another one of those, I can almost not even believe it. I really can't. Listen carefully. The Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarier and scarcer, and in some places, the seals are finding the water to be too hot. According to the report, Commerce Department yesterday from Konsulaft at Bergen, Norway, reports from fishermen, seal hunters, and explorers all point to a radical change in the climate conditions and hitherto unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Ooh. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees and 29 minutes, whatever that means. Soundings to a depth of 3,100 meters showed the Gulf Stream still very warm. Great masses of ice have been replaced by moraines of earth and stones. The report continued, while at many points well-known glaciers have entirely disappeared. The saga continues, friends. Very few seals and no whitefish are found in the eastern Arctic, while vast shoals of herring and smelts, which have never been ventured so far north, are being encountered in the old seal fishing grounds. Oh, by the way, I apologize. Now, this is something that you would hear today. As a matter of fact, there was an individual, it was a woman, that had the audacity to read this very article. And when it was read back to her, what she didn't realize, because she was advocating global warming and climate change on the behalf of the criminal foreign sodomite plant, Barack Hussein Obama, and what she didn't realize is that article, friends, was written November 2nd, 1922. Did you hear what I just said? She had the audacity to come in with the same exact talking points as a letter from November 2nd, 1922. And it's exactly what you're hearing today, friends. It's the same talking points talking about global warming. And isn't it interesting how they continuously change their narrative as it fits their agenda? But again, friends, we have another one of those. I almost can't even believe it's so. But there are people that do not do their due diligence. And friends, again, I want you to understand that climate change and global warming is nothing more than an opportunity for criminals to oppress people on a global scale all the more, to enslave them all the more, so they can have more control all the way around. That's a fact. You also do know, friends, that these are the same people, friends, that have come up with this garbage called science, according to man, without God, not realizing that God is the creator of all things. And science, defined out in Webster's 1828, is the study of creation. And isn't it interesting how we can even go back 240 years ago and see our forefathers, like Thomas Paine, rebuking scientists in France for not acknowledging the God of all creation, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and attempting to take that praise that belonged to God unto themselves. Isn't that interesting how that works? Professing themselves to be wise, they have become fools. Indeed, indeed. Nothing's changed, friends. There's nothing new under the sun, the book of Ecclesiastes tells us. The book of the preacher, and that would be King Solomon himself, the son of King David. But friends, understand, scientists today, for the most part, are being banked, of course, by the taxpayers in America and on a global scale, only hand in glove with corrupt politicians attempting to tax and to control the people. That's why in public schools they have been illegally teaching evolution since the 60s in this country, which prior to that used to be illegal for those that did not know. But if you don't want to pay attention to the law, then what you can do is go ahead and just give power over to the state, who means to control every facet of your life from cradle to the grave. But let's go to this for a moment. You know that, for example, the theory of evolution, you know, just like this letter that was written back in 1922, you're hearing the same talking points. Well, guess what, friends? Science back then compared to science today, again, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the people that brought you Heidelberg Man, Nebraska Man, Piltdown Man, Peking Man, Neanderthal Man, I'm sorry, Cro-Magnon Man, and then we have modern man. Now, what they taught and what they're teaching back then and what they're teaching today, for example, Heidelberg Man is built from a jawbone that was conceived by many to be quite human, which it was. And then we have Nebraska Man that scientists, again, want you to believe that was somehow or another a man from millions and millions of years ago. And he was scientifically built up from one tooth and later found to be the tooth of an extinct pig. And then they gave us Piltdown Man, the jawbone turned out to belong to a modern ape. And by the way, friends, if you think this is funny, keep in mind, this is what they're teaching your children. And the scientists, again, attempting to get God out of the equation, which is absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely amazing. They want you to believe that this is factual until someone gets in there and finds out, again, that it's not true. And you can almost bet your bottom dollar the Christian is the one that is exposing this darkness as well. But they gave us Piltdown Man, the jawbone that turned out to belong to a modern ape. See, they wanted you to believe that was a man. And then they gave us Peking Man, which was 500,000 years old. Interestingly enough and conveniently enough, friends, all evidence has disappeared. Friends, and then we have modern man. This genius thinks we came from monkeys. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got much to cover going from topic to topic today, giving you as much as I can and jamming as much information into this 1 hour that I possibly can. First of all, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, which is Bradley Dean, YouTube, Sons of Liberty. Bradley Dean, YouTube, Sons of Liberty. It does not have to be in that order. Just punch in those words, it will pull up. We have many videos, hundreds of videos out there giving you the answer to America's lawlessness concerning corrupt government and the church, first and foremost. As well, friends, if you'd like to check out our Facebook, it is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, for what it's worth. And if you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic. We're going to be going fast today. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, we have a lot of interesting stuff happening again, and I need to go back to this real quick because I want to counter it. We got a brand new article out there called Face Off with our forefathers facing off with the modern day politician, which is nothing short of corruption every given step of the way. In saying that, folks, did you see that over in Baltimore? They're finding that it's so corrupt in their police departments that they're talking about doing a complete overhaul from the top to the very bottom of that police force in the city of Baltimore, Maryland. Also wanted to let you know, just to add on to that, they apparently cannot afford heat over there in their schools. But for some reason or another, someone found in their coffers out there that they found over $100,000 to take their kids to bus them to Washington, D.C. to protest the Second Amendment. Wanted to let you know as well, if you'd like to go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown just wrote an article about the possibility of the unconstitutionality of what just took place there. Of course it is. is. Teaching kids in America to war against their own constitution, of course it's lawless. And those that are advocating this lawlessness must be lawfully dealt with. And here it goes again, and here it comes again. If you're not willing to deal with these people, don't expect them to act out all the more. As the saying goes, friends, they'll do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly why they're doing what they're doing today, America. It really is. But it's interesting that that school district in Baltimore, the city of Baltimore, they have found over $100,000 to go ahead and bus those students in to Washington, D.C. to, again, protest the Second Amendment. Wow, wow, wow. Again, this is one of those you can't make it up, friends. It's actually happening. It really is. And what we need to do is we need to wake up as to what's going on. Now, I want to shift over to not just that, but also we talked yesterday about Andrew Cuomo, governor of New York, and then we talked about Mayor de Blasio, and we also talked about other anti-gun hypocrites. They're criminals, friends, is what they are, and they're communists. There's no other way to define these people, because that's exactly what they are. And if they act outside of law, that's where you get the word outlaw, and that makes them criminal. But we find out that every one of these individuals, including Bernie Sanders, attended anti-gun rallies and protests. Just keep in mind, though, let's keep this in scope, friends. Thousands out of 325.7 million people in this country, thousands of students rallied around D.C. to protest the Second Amendment. But don't forget about what the state-controlled media didn't want you to pay attention to through diversion and divisive measures, is that they did not highlight all those students across the country that actually walked out of school in protest of anti-gunners in support of the Second Amendment. How come you didn't hear nothing about that? But anyways, back to Cuomo and de Blasio and others, Bernie Sanders attends anti-gun rights protest with armed guards. I mean, folks, this stuff is happening in the day of light, in the light of day. It's not like it's being done in a dark corner somewhere. And when you take that over to what's happening in the present in D.C. and with these corrupt politicians, I want to take this over to Sons of Liberty Media and Forefathers Face Off with Modern Politicians. I want you to know that the Second Amendment is a God-given right, Americans, not a privilege. And here you have the employees trying to disarm the employers. You need to think about this. You have the employees blaming law-abiding employers, you and me, that have the right to bear arms, accusing us of the crimes of criminals with the use of a weapon. Okay, but let me take this back to Samuel Adams' Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788. I want you to listen carefully, because again, what you need to understand, America, during this segment, is you not only have rights, not privileges, but those that are trying to disarm you are those that work for you. Okay, and what you also need to know, friends, they're accusing you of the crimes of the criminals with the use of a weapon. Okay. And again, I want you to also understand that you have the law on your side, and you need to be the strength of that law. But let's listen to Samuel Adams, only to prove that there is no gun debate, America. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Did you hear what I said? This is what your forefathers established. There's no debate. There's nothing to talk about. I don't care if all these little ignorant babies want to go out to Washington, D.C. and cry to the very politicians that are hand in glove with the CIA-controlled media attempting to deceive you into believing that the kids are the victims, when in fact, the very ones, the media and the corrupt politicians, are the ones that are advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb. You know, men simply need to be told things twice. Let me say it again. Men simply need to be told things twice. The reason I keep, folks, the reason I keep pounding the nail in is because the media is constantly trying to get you onto the branches of the tree, and I am constantly laying the axe to the root of the tree. And this is exactly what the media would have you do, is pay attention to all the branches on the tree, and they want to get you away from the trunk of the tree. They want to keep you busy on other crimes of other politicians to oppress you day in and day out, getting you from this topic to that topic to this topic to this topic, folks, only to wear you down, to put you in a position where you just throw your hands up and say you can do nothing about it. No, you can do something about it. You can do everything in the world about it. And they don't want you to know that. And again, I don't care what they think or what they want. The fact of the matter is you have the law on your side. But I want you to listen to this again. The Constitution of the United States shall never be construed. Never be construed, friends. Okay? It shall never be construed. And I'm saying that slow for a purpose. To prevent the people of the United States of America, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. To construe means to arrange words in their natural order, to reduce from a transpose to a natural order so as to discover the sense of a sentence, hence to interpret, to explain, to show, or to understand the meaning. In other words, have you ever heard this before? Well, the United States Supreme Court has interpreted this to mean. You know, they want to change the word militia into believing that it's a part of the military. What they fail to remember is the military are our grandpas and our dads and our uncles and our cousins and our brothers and our neighbors. And furthermore, if I might go forward to show you who the militia is, remember George Mason said, I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people except a few public officers. Addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 4th, 1788. Going to James Madison, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, that's you, trained to arms is the best and most natural defense of a free country. Read Luke 11:21. James Madison said that. Annals of Congress 434, June 8th, 1789. Listen to what Richard Henry Lee said, Federal Farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788. A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all men capable of bearing arms to preserve liberty. It is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms, that's you, and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Yesterday. Hey, by the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. Cool? We follow the Christ here. Yesterday we were talking, and what popped up, and this is usually how things will come to me, by the way. If I'm not bothered by something, I'll ponder it. I'll think upon it, and then it will start to play out. And a lot of times I don't know exactly why I'm being bothered by it, but I can see in the near future as to why I was being, in a sense, forewarned about what was coming up down the road. And a lot of times when I'm talking to you, friends, it'll just start going off out on a bunny trail. And when I'm on those bunny trails, those are prophetic bunny trails, and that's the Holy Ghost. And I pay attention to that on him because of the very purpose that he's trying to show us something. He's alive forevermore, friends. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8, when you go to Malachi 3:16, it says, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not. So you want to think that the Word of God and the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ and miracles and the Lord speaking to people and all this other good stuff that he promises to do so in the present concerning his church. If you think it's a thing of the past, you're outdoing your own self. And I want to tell you this, read 1 Corinthians 15, because you're yet dead in your sins. You're found to be false witnesses. You need to understand that. That's what Scripture tells us. He is alive forevermore. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's faithful unto 1,000 generations, and he's always found in the generation of the righteous, period. Now, to say that, yesterday I was talking about the Black Robe Regiment. I want you to listen to this. This is the church that preceded our forefathers And at that time, they were working together, hand in glove, to fight off a tyrant across the pond. And they called upon a guy named Alexis de Tocqueville, a French historian, and they wanted to send him into America after the Revolutionary War, and they wanted him to find out what was the greatness of America. I want you to listen carefully. This is during shortly thereafter the Revolutionary War, okay? I went at your bidding and passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down to their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets, and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success, speaking of America, until I entered the church. It was there, as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Christ, as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people, that I learned why America was so great and free, and why France was a slave. Alexis de Tocqueville, French historian, reporting to the French Senate in the 1800s. What made America great? The Christ. Who makes America great? The Christ. Who's given us today in the present the freedom to do the right things again in His mercy? The Christ. He's the great liberator of men. Read John 8:36. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 when you get a moment as well. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But again, who preceded the battle when it came to establishing what we have today through our forefathers, who in many cases, friends, sat under thousands and thousands concerning our forefathers? They sat under thousands and thousands of Puritan ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Their sermons in the thousands. Our forefathers. Well, the Black Robe Regiment were out there fighting off the tyrant, as I stated earlier. Keep in mind, they were called the Black Robe Regiments by the tyrant king across the pond, the mentally ill King George. Now, I want to take this, and I want to parallel the past concerning our forefathers and what you see in the present, because I do this quite a bit. Matter of fact, I just got done highlighting, folks, during the first segment, the face-off between our forefathers and modern-day politicians on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And I showed you that today, what you call politicians are criminals because they are running in contrast and working in an antithetical manner to disarm you to that which your forefathers established by the grace of God. Okay? I want you to listen to this. This is Reverend Charles Finney. He stated, "Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits." He said, "If immorality prevails in the land, the fault is ours in a great degree." He's exactly right. If there's decay of conscience, with knowledge is defined out, Webster's 1828, the pulpit is responsible for it, the church is. If the public press lacks moral discrimination, the pulpit is responsible for it. Yes, it is, because it has thrown off God's moral law to bring about judgment so others may walk in the fear of the Lord, departing from iniquity. But see, the professed church in America today knows nothing of that because they've been given a false grace over the last 60 years in this country, using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. Read Jude 1 when you get a moment. Okay? He goes on, if the church is degenerate and worldly, the pulpit is responsible for it. Yes, that's true. If the world loses its interest in religion, the pulpit is responsible for it. That reminds me of John Wesley, who said that he used to light himself on fire every morning that the world can come watch him burn. Bradley, where is that in Scripture? The Bible calls us to be ministers of the flames of fire, period. He goes on, Finney does, if Satan rules in our halls of legislation, the pulpit is responsible for it. The greatest advocate to the homosexuals and abortion and crime in our government, friends, is the professed church of the day. That's why when judgment falls upon a nation, it's always the church that falls to judgment first. Have you ever noticed that? Do your homework. if our political and politics become so corrupt that the very foundations of our government are ready to fall away, the pulpit is responsible for it. P.S. Charles Finney was an American. What a different message between then and now. Not here, but what you're hearing at large. Over 300,000 pulpits in America remain silent in disobedience to the God that they declare that they love. You're the worst of men, and you deserve what you've got coming. I mean, what a contrast to the preachers who thundered from America's pulpits before, during, and after the Revolutionary War, calling and causing the colonists to stand up in the face of tyranny. Not to roll over in the face of it and succumb to it. The British labeled them as the much-feared black-robed regiments. I love it. The British were not only ones who recognized them as the bulwarks of America's independence. I'm going to give you some more historical commentary on who they are and the character of the men that established who we are today 240 years later. Hey, America, listen to me. Not only do we not take counsel from our fears, and I'm talking about the fear of man. I want you to hear what I'm going to tell you right now. I remember watching a true story of a Navy SEAL, and it started out during this movie that was a documentary in part. It was great. He said, My dad always told me to never live your life where the enemy does not fear you. Hey, folks, and it's got to be more than words. Those that are born in the fire are not going to settle for the smoke. And those that have been born in the fire are born of the Spirit of God. And the fruit of being born again of the Holy Spirit, read 2 Corinthians 7:10 when you get a moment, is the fact that they fear God. Where there's straight confidence, strong confidence, forgive me. And I love what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, who was one of those faithful that went to the face of tyranny to try to remove Adolf Hitler. He said, "He who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God. But he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man." That's right. Look at the history of those that have stood up to tyranny, both life and death. Read Luke 12:4 when you get a moment. Bishop Charles Galloway of 1898 said of the church during the Revolutionary War, the black-robed regiment, mighty men they were of iron nerve and strong hand, an unblanched cheek and heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, Matthew 11:7-8, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. And just think if they did in America. Historian B.F. Morris said in 1864 of the Black Robe Regiment, the church during the Revolutionary War, and after, the ministers of the Revolution were like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. For those that did not know, if I might add, did you know that the Puritans were so... because they understood the price paid for the freedoms that we have today. Do you understand that if anybody violated the law in the smallest jot or tittle, that they would bring them to court to make sure that that law was never violated again? Because it is the magnifying of the law and the execution of the law to justice that causes us to remain a free people. Justice is the guardian of our liberties, America, right? Back of the Supreme Court building, Moses and the Ten Commandments right under him. Justice, the guardian of our liberty. They didn't tolerate crime in any sense of the word. Bold and fearless in the cause of their country, no class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence did the ministers. By their prayers, patriotic servants, sermons, and services they rendered to the highest assistance to the civil government, the army, and the country. That's right. And that's exactly what we'll do today. To good government, to a righteous army, to preserve who we are as a people in this country. And I'm going to give you one more. Historian Alice Baldwin said in 1918, the Constitutional Convention and the written Constitution were the children of the pulpit of the church. They were preachers, of course, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We have talked about this in the past, but it's something that we need to talk about really quick, if you don't mind. One of the things that we don't do as a ministry is we're not beggars. We never have been. If we don't have street teams out, five street teams out throughout the Minneapolis area, we're on the radio. If we're not on the radio, we're doing high schools. We're raising money to do the high schools because of all the federal cuts. And I know that there's a lot of ignorant people out there that really believe that there's, you know, ministers that are making millions and millions of dollars. In fact, there is, for those that have actually put that flag up, there are a lot of ministers making a lot of money doing that. But I want to tell you what kind of ministers they are. They're a minister, and they're ministers of the false gospel. They're prosperity preachers. And the Bible clearly tells us that those that preach gain is godliness, from such withdraw yourself. And nobody preached against covetousness more than we did. And I'm talking about the church, and I'm talking about the Christ who taught us to preach against that. And these people are making millions and millions of dollars off the biblically illiterate individuals. In contrast to that, when you have a ministry like this that confronts the issue and that understands that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church and that actually obeys what the word says without any compromise, it's not as easy as one might think that it is. We have people out there that support the ministry, but we're always running against a deficit. And we're on 95 radio shows in this country, across the country. And this is one ministry that should not have to ask for a dime for support. And I could probably tell you on two hands how many times we've ever asked for support in 20 years. And I'm usually not the guy to do it. But we are in a position in this ministry where either we're going to go out there and we're going to win the day with the support of the people and with the people. That is one thing that we continuously highlight. Is it's not that we just need your support financially, but we also would like for you to be a part of what we're doing on a nationwide basis. And there's literally 15 different channels we can run. I just told Stephanie right before the show today, I said, we need more people on a nationwide basis to open the doors of opportunity up. We'll do the work if you want us to do the work, but we need people to help on the outside so we can get in on the inside. And we know that there's a lot of people that are doing that. There's not as many as we'd like to see. As I've shared with you before, statistically, friends, out of the hierarchy from going to the bottom to the top of the church in America, I see exactly why we're in trouble, because of compromise, because of diplomacy. And let me define both of these before I give it over to Stephanie. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they both know is wrong. Now, these are preachers that I'm talking about concerning compromise. They'll sit there and tell you how important it is to obey the Word of God. Absolutely. No question. But the fact of the matter is, when you show them what the Word says and the commonsensicals of the Word of God and lay it to their feet, all of a sudden you become their enemy. And then you begin to understand real quick as to why we're in trouble. And diplomacy, Ben Franklin rightly said, diplomacy is seduction in another guise. And what do we see from the professing church in America today? Both of those. Compromise and diplomacy. Compromise and diplomacy. And that's why you're seeing corruption in your government, because it first started in the church, which is called to be the light, the moral compass of the society at large. If that goes, everything else goes. We know that the Christian annual income in this country is $12.3 trillion. $213 billion is given to Christian causes. $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. And it's interesting, friends, because out of the the hundreds of high schools that I've done, I mean, folks, we have spoken, we're almost at the 2,000 mark. How many times I've spoken publicly at different places across the United States. Out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools that we have done across this country, friends, you know who my opposition was? It was the churches. They were there to reinforce what the ACLU, the communist organization, had to say concerning lines between church and state, which does not exist. There's an erected wall barring the government from what they're doing today. They have it completely backwards, up on its head. If they want lines between church and state, they can go to the USSR Constitution and find it in Article 52, but not in America. It's been the professed church. And I want to tell you something, friends. It was like Joshua and Caleb coming back in Numbers 14 and showing them that it can be done. And you know what the people did? They picked up rocks and they were going to stone them. That's exactly right. It was like when David took on Goliath. His brothers said, "We know your pride." It's like when David whooped up on Goliath by the power of the Holy Ghost. All of a sudden, Saul began to eye him because Saul killed his thousands and David killed his 10,000s. Folks, nothing new under the sun. It's the same thing with Gideon when he was told to tear down his father's altars. Who came after him? The fathers that built the altars. I want to tell you something. The Holy Ghost will not be strengthened. You're not going to control the Holy Ghost. And the fact of the matter is, if we're going to win the day, we better get under the covering. And we as a ministry have done that since day one. And you know us by our enemies. Do a Google search on my name. I was just telling someone yesterday, Stephanie, that out of all of the things that have been said about me, 99.9% of it's completely untrue. They can't even get my name right, or who I am, or what I do. And the things that I am guilty of, my character faults, which nobody's bothered by me more than me. Would you like to dispute that?
Well, you know, you have...
The point is,
exactly.
I'm being facetious. I'm trying to have a little fun and not be so heavy about this. But the fact of the matter is, you know me by my enemies. And the fact of the matter is my enemies are the ones that are violating your constitutional law. I'm not here to change your values, America. I'm here to establish them, to reinforce them. And when you begin to look at the fact that 12% of that $12.3 trillion goes to work among the evangelized non-Christians and to $11.4 billion to go to foreign missions, it's interesting that they'll spend that money to send people to foreign countries, but they won't go into their own backyard and actually fight for their kids and show them a little love.
Yeah, exactly. And we can see in our country today, just look around at what's going on with this next generation and our young people.
I want to make one more point and I'll give it to you. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all of the finances that I just highlighted in this country go to the young people. Less than 0.5% of 1%. Now let me ask you something, friends. Who's trying to tear away at your rights? The very people that I have targeted for 20 years in ministry. And no wonder why my ministry is being hit so hard is because we were spot on and we're not moving from that call. Because the anointing is not for sale. And to say all that to say this, America, we need your support, not just financially, but we also need you to be a part of bringing about the answers to win our posterity.
That's right. And as you hear on this radio program on a daily basis, and even what's going on with kids nowadays in schools and how much they're being indoctrinated and the things that they believe, they're so ignorant just because of all the indoctrination that's going on. We need to reach young people more than ever. As Bradley has said time and time again, the next generation is going to be our ruler, so we need to make sure that we invest into them, because if we surely don't, as we are seeing, we've got people all across the United States that are investing into our young people for all the wrong reasons, with the music they listen to, the movies they watch, the social media. Just do something. This weekend as you're out and about, just take a look at a crowd. Just look up from your phone for a minute. You'll see all these young people on their phones, on their gadgets, on their devices. They have no real purpose in living, and we need to reach them and say, listen, these are the truths of our foundations, what our America was founded upon. This is what many men, women have fought blood and died for. We need to carry on this torch, or we're not going to have this for the generations to come. I think it was Ronald Reagan, love him or hate him, who said, freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And I want to give you just a few examples and some referrals from students who have heard us speak. This one girl in Iowa, she said, there aren't words to describe the reality of what you guys sing, say, and teach. At least I can't think of any. You guys rock. Here's Jennifer from Tennessee. She said, we don't want to hear articulate old men and theories and facts about stuff. We want to listen to someone who knows from experience what the deal is, and that is what I saw here today. You know, a lot of times when I look at the professed Christians out there, and I see, you know, we judge people by their fruit, by their insides, not their outsides. But, you know, when you see these students, they don't want to listen to the whole, you know, suit and tie, the old kind of boring lecture, this and that. When I look at Bradley, I think, wow, he's super cool. But then he talks like, you know, a founding forefather, and they're just completely inspired by the message and what the Spirit of God brings forth. One more I want to bring to your attention. Joshua from Iowa said, I'm a freshman in college now, but when I was a junior in high school, you and your band came to our school. At that time, I didn't know what to get out of it. I couldn't give it an instant and testimonial profound change by your coming to my school, but your coming to my school has lingered in my thoughts since that day. I recently discovered your little white book, and you handed me some stuff in my room. I read through that night and felt obligated to thank you. It's a really powerful piece of literature, speaking of Bradley's testimony books. You pass it to all the guys in school. And these are just some of the many people across the nation who have been touched by our ministry, but we need your support. It's very annoying to have people say, we're glad you guys are out there. Well, listen, we're glad to be out there too, but if you want to keep us out there and this message, we need people to support us. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty or Spread the Word link and join us today in this fight to reach this next generation for Christ. We can't do this without your support, so please be a part of it. Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and join us in this fight.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.